Wow. What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now? What an incredible moment. This is the 101st episode of Wake Up and Level Up. We broke 100 people. Welcome to Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. Matt, this is incredible, man. Family, I am out in New York City walking around. I had to tape this episode right now because we are on the 101st episode of Wake Up and Level Up. It's truly remarkable. I mean, just a few months ago, this was an idea and a different one at that, in that it's daily, it's short, and it's really made to just kickstart your day. We took a gamble, you know, on this whole idea of not going the traditional route of doing longer episodes with interviews, and we had no idea what we were going to expect. And this is why I always tell you that even people that are successful in your eyes are still always trying to figure things out. We don't have it all mapped out. We're just more willing in some cases to take more risks and to put it out there. But this is why I'm always telling you to take action, because it will develop a path for you, oftentimes a path you don't even plan for. So I'm in this unique position, right, that we have done over 100 podcast episodes. So here are the top three things that I've learned from doing 100 episodes of a podcast. Number one, podcasting is not the first thing you should do if you are looking to generate an income from your personal brand. Don't do it. That is not the first thing you should be doing if you're looking to generate an income from your personal brand. It is a lot of work to do them right. There are literally millions of podcasts out there, and the graveyard is full of podcasts that fizzled out. And it takes a lot of work to build up for legit advertising dollars. A lot of work. All right, number two that I've learned after doing 100 episodes of a podcast. Podcasting is great if you want to do interviews and get one-on-one access to people that can give you and your audience some answers to your own problems. I mean, this is genius. I can't tell you how many people I know have started podcasts just so they could actually learn directly from people they admire. However, I'll say this, if that's your only goal, keep in mind it's easier and much faster to learn from them by listening to them on other podcasts. All right. And then the third thing that I have learned from doing 100 episodes of a podcast is that you have to be open to inspiration. When you do 100 of anything, you need consistent inspiration or you will dry out of ideas. Look, the day-to-day has us all like super busy. We're missing a lot of moments because we're not being inspired. We have to make sure that we're leaving room for spontaneity and for inspiration to happen when it's meant to. But the only way to do this is to make sure that you're being open in the first place, that you're not closed to ideas, and that you're not closed to getting new ideas and where you can get that inspiration from. For me, I found that I need to get inspiration from my team. They feed me ideas. I need to have a system to better capture the ideas when I'm out in public and when I think of them. And I also know that my mind comes up with great topics when I'm in the shower. So how am I preparing myself for that? So my point is, be more open to inspiration so that you can have the longevity. The bonus thing I'll say about these 100 episodes is the most critical. Even if I get everything else right, if you don't have the right team, it all falls apart. So I'd like to give a huge, special, big shout out to Mr. Matt Hayes, the show producer that has kept the show so damn consistent, so damn polished. And he's worked with me, y'all, to try and really find the best workflow, which isn't easy. You know, I'm on the go doing this right now. But without Matt, it would have taken me forever to hit 100 episodes. Basically, Shy said about Matt, he sent me an email. He was like, please make sure to say nice things about Matt because he has worked his ass off on this thing to make it kick ass 100 episodes straight. And Shy is absolutely right. Speaking of Shy, who oversees this product and is involved in a big way every single week, whether it's on the technical side, the content, marketing, data and stats reporting, brainstorming, Shy is all in on making this podcast as best as we can. And then, of course, there's CEO Nicole, who is constantly reminding us to deliver our greatness, who puts people in the position to win. And she's involved from everything from content to marketing to analytics and strategic growth ideas. Lastly, there's all of you, the listeners, the reason we get up in the first damn place to do this thing every single daggone day. So thank you, because without you sharing, without you listening, downloading, putting this in your back pocket, binging on it, we wouldn't be here. And the reason why we do this is for you. So send the link to somebody. Tell them they need to be listening to this. Tell a friend, tell a student, tell a niece, a nephew, an uncle, a dad, a mom. Get this thing heard, because we've just delivered our 101st episode. I'm humbled and honored, and I'm in serious, serious levels of gratitude. Thank you. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.